Okay, let's dive in. Welcome to the deep dive.
Hello.
Today, we're really getting into something pretty foundational for big organizations, the Enterprise Architecture Governance Body.
That's right. We've got some source material here. It looks like excerpts detailing their responsibilities, and it mentions two GRAEF principles quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission really is to unpack what these bodies actually do according to this document and maybe figure out why their role is considered so critical.
Right, understanding the why behind these duties, what problems are they trying to solve, how does it help, connect the tech stuff with the actual business goals?
The source lays it out nicely across a few key areas. There's strategic oversight, architecture management, resource and portfolio management.
Risk and compliance, communication, performance, and change management too. Quite a list.
It really is. So, starting at the top, strategic oversight. The source emphasizes establishing the architecture vision.
Yeah, and making sure it aligns with business strategy. That's key. It tells you this isn't just some technical committee buried somewhere.
No, it's meant to be strategic.
Right at the top, connecting things. And the source also mentions defining the governance processes and standards themselves.
Ah, so setting the rules of the game for architecture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's foundational, like you
Okay.
said. Then you get into architecture management proper.
Okay.
The source talks about reviewing and approving architecture deliverables, which you'd expect.
Standard stuff.
Kinda. But what's maybe more interesting is the focus on managing the architecture repository
Okay.
and overseeing the architecture development method, the ADM implementation. The fact the document lists these suggests that just creating architecture docs isn't the main hurdle.
You mean the challenge is keeping it all organized and actually following the process?
Exactly. Keeping it alive, usable in that repository, and making sure people stick to the agreed method, the ADM. It implies consistency is a big struggle otherwise.
That makes a lot of sense. It's governing the system, not just the outputs. Okay, moving on. Resource and portfolio management. Prioritizing projects, allocating resources. This sounds like it could, well, overlap with other areas. Project management, maybe.
For sure. And the source actually mentions coordinating with other governance bodies, project governance, IT governance.
Oh, okay.
So by listing this, the document's basically saying the EA body has a specific role here, likely needing clear rules of engagement for, when architecture needs meet budget decisions.
Navigating that tricky intersection.
Right.
What about risk and compliance? That feels very current.
Definitely. Identifying architecture risks, ensuring compliance, and the source gets specific about monitoring architecture debt.
Architecture debt, that's a telling
It
phrase.
is. The document implies it's not just a concept, but something the governance body needs to actively track, like the buildup of quick fixes or outdated structures that add risk later.
So it's proactive.
Seems so. Paired with establishing review gates and checkpoints, the source suggests governance should catch these things during the process, not just reactively.
Gotcha. Then there's communication and stakeholder management, disseminating decisions, managing expectations. Seems straightforward.
You'd think. But the fact it's listed as a core governance task suggests maybe it's, well, often not done well.
A common failure point.
Could be. EA impacts so many people, often in ways they don't immediately grasp. So the source highlighting the need to explain the why and manage expectations implies that adoption hinges on this. It doesn't just happen.
Okay. Performance and measurement. How do you even measure this stuff?
Well, the source points to things like defining metrics, KPIs, monitoring performance, doing assessments, gap analyses.
So the governance body needs to prove its own worth, essentially.
Yeah, I think so. It suggests EA governance isn't just oversight. It has to demonstrate value and drive its own improvement.
And lastly, change management. Managing change requests, transitions.
Right. Architecture isn't static, is it? So the source placing change management here means changes to the architecture, or things impacting it, need governing too.
To maintain integrity and alignment as things evolve.
Exactly. Governing the evolution.
Wow. Okay, so putting it all together, strategic oversight, managing the actual architecture system, repository ADM, handling resources, tackling risk and debt, the heavy focus on communication, proving value, managing change. It's a lot more active than just checking boxes.
Absolutely. The core takeaway from this sort seems to be that these responsibilities together are what make EA deliver value, maintain control, and really drive that strategic alignment. It's the glue.
So through this deep dive, you've hopefully gotten a clear picture straight from this document's view of just how broad and active this governance role is meant to be.
It's definitely not just a checklist. It's an ongoing operational thing.
Which leads to a final thought. If this source outlines these as the key responsibilities needed for success, what does that tell you about the biggest challenges companies face when they don't have this kind of focused governance? Which of these areas that we've discussed do you think is often the hardest one for organizations to actually get right? Something to ponder.